Greetings. Yeah, greetings. I'm still hearing so much music. Uh-oh, why am I hearing music? Oh dear, I don't know. I just have the station on. Oh, duh. Okay, no wonder I couldn't hear. Greetings. Greetings, fellow listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. Picture your voice here. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org and support the network that way or some other way. And it's a really good idea how this talk show works because people can call in. And if Dr. Lorraine Day is willing, we'll have call in after halfway through the show if there's enough
Sure.
time for that. Oh, good. So my guest is here, Dr. Lorraine Day, drday.com. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Oh, it's so nice to have you here. So are you having some nice sunny weather there in Palm Springs?
Very much so. It's beautiful
Oh.
outside, nice and clear, bright and sunny.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, I have a fresh coating of snow and on the trees. It's warming up a little bit now, though, but it hasn't been that terribly cold since we had a really cold snap there in the middle of December. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think that it's important. Yesterday, I just found an article that showed that a woman who's been going to the University of Missouri Medical Center was denied care yesterday after having gone there for many years. She has epilepsy, and she was denied care because of her political views. And so I think probably it's important to talk about how to take care of your own health and never have to go to a doctor again.
Oh, that's right up my alley. I haven't been in decades. I'd appreciate that. I know everyone will. I listened to one of your interviews from December 7th last night, and you touched on ultraviolet light and different things there. It was Lilia McDermott, someone I hadn't heard before. But that's
Yes.
just because I
Well,
don't listen to everything.
right. Well, ultraviolet light is extremely important for one's general health, but I think that we need to talk about more general ways to take care of ourselves because it will not be long before people are refused care and they have to learn how to take care of themselves, and most people have no clue as to what to do.
Yes. So these poisonous stabs that people are taking, and then they have to be forced to have that to have anything else done, is just a step into that not having care at all, huh? You think?
That's correct. Not only that, even without that, people who are young or over age 55 will eventually be denied care just because of their age. That's also in the works. So again, people, because they figure that those people are not going to be working people if they're below like 18 and above 55. They'll just be thrown out, and they're too expensive to care for after the age of 55, so they will not be receiving care. So people need to learn how to take care of themselves.
Yes. So how about we go ahead and you tell us how we should start doing that.
All right. Well, first of all, people don't understand what causes disease. Doctors are taught that diseases either just happen, they kind of fall from the sky, or they're genetic. But genetic diseases are very rare. There are a few genetic diseases such as, let's see, a disease called Charcot-Marie-Tooth disease. It has nothing to do with your teeth. The word tooth is named after one of the doctors who discovered it. His name was Dr. Tooth. And so that is extremely rare. Certain kinds of blood disorders, very rare blood disorders, can be hemophiliacs and all that. They can be genetic diseases. But genetic diseases attribute less than 1% of all the deaths in the United States every year, less than 1%. All of the other diseases like cancer and heart disease and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's disease, which is amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, and lupus and all these other diseases, multiple sclerosis, we give to ourselves. We give them to ourselves, and people don't like to admit that.
Yeah,
they want to look for anything else.
Yeah, I just want to interrupt you one second. That Lou Gehrig, that they call it Lou Gehrig's disease, and you explained what it is, he never took a day off. He was never off. So he's out there pitching. And his other team members could hear him groaning in pain when he was pitching.
Well, you see, just recently, Jane Fonda was talking about she has cancer now, and she says it's not going to stop me from doing anything. Well, that is foolish. That is totally foolish, because when your body is sick, it needs rest. And
yes,
if you are very sick with the flu and you're vomiting or you have diarrhea, you go to bed because you're too sick to do anything. But with these other diseases like cancer and Lou Gehrig's disease and multiple sclerosis, people continue to do what they were doing. And that is stupid. It is very stupid, because when the body is sick, it needs rest. You need to stop. And when I developed cancer in 1993, I was diagnosed with cancer. Now, a year before I was diagnosed with cancer, I was also diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I had quite a severe tremor. And then I developed cancer a year later, and I will talk about how I got well from cancer. I never went for any orthodox methods, even though I am an orthodox medical doctor, because I learned when I was a medical student that doctors never get anybody well. All doctors know how to do is give drugs, and drugs only affect symptoms. They never affect the underlying causes of the disease. Or doctors cut out your organs or cut off your body parts. Well, I had breast cancer, and I knew I didn't develop breast cancer because I had too many breasts. So cutting one or both of them off was not going to cure me. The perfect example, and I've just written an article about this, the perfect example of what I'm talking about is Christina Applegate, who was a member of the crew on quite a notorious television sitcom about a family. And it was not a sitcom that I particularly enjoyed. I never watched it, but I heard about it. But
Married
was
with Children,
on that, I think. Something like that, Married with Children, where they made the parents look like fools. But anyway, the Christina Applegate developed breast cancer, and she had her breast removed. Well, that's like saying if you have an 8-year-old that's very sick with the chicken pox, and they have chicken pox marks in their skin, that you would take them to a surgeon to have all the chicken pox marks removed from their skin so they would be well. That's working at the wrong end of the disease. Doctors always work at the wrong end of disease. They're always working at the symptom end. Every parent knows that if a child is sick with the chicken pox, that cutting the chicken pox marks out of their skin will do no good. You've got to get the body well, and then the chicken pox marks in the skin will go away. Well, it's the same way with cancer or any other disease. You have to work on getting the body well, not cutting off the organs or cutting out the body parts. You have to get the body well, and then you deprive the cancer of what it needs to grow, because all your lifestyle factors are what causes disease, no matter what disease it is. It's lifestyle factors, the way you live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. Now, people have a tendency to just focus on what you eat. Oh, I'll take this, I'll take that. Dr. Day got well by changing her diet. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I changed my diet to the right diet the very day I was diagnosed with cancer. And the right diet is the totally vegan, vegetarian diet. No sugar, no processed food. I ate 75% of my food raw. It's the diet that I still eat 30 years later. I was diagnosed in 1993. This is 2023. I changed my diet the very day, but my tumor continued to grow. Because diet alone is not enough to make you well when you have a life-threatening disease. So So yeah. You've got to change everything about your life. Stress is an enormous cause of disease. And yet doctors are clueless. They write articles and they say, well, we don't know if stress causes disease. We need more research. No, we don't need more research. A 9-year-old could figure it out. When you are stressed, you trigger your flight or fight reaction. Now, stress can be domestic stress, financial stress, work stress, the stress of what's going on in the world. All of these things can cause stress. The body does not differentiate what kind of stress you're having. It just knows you're stressed. So it triggers your fight or fright.
Pardon? Yeah, I was going to say another word is fear, really.
Well, fear, it causes stress, yes, right. So you trigger your fight or flight reaction, which every doctor studies about in medical school. And what happens with your fight or flight reaction, that's the reaction that happens. You've heard about women being able to pick up the back end of a car off of their child, or it's what God has given us so we can run from a house that's on fire or run from an attacker. But it's meant for short-term use only, like 10 minutes, 5 minutes, and then your body has to recuperate. But now people are stressed all the time to one degree or another. So they're triggering it, at least partially, almost constantly. So they're pouring cortisol, which is cortisone, and adrenaline into their body. Now, adrenaline hypes you up, and then you have to come down from being hyped up. And that's one of the causes of manic depression or bipolar disease, because you're up and then you're down, and you're up and you're down, and you're up and you're down. And that's doctors haven't figured that out yet either. But when adrenaline goes into your body, it suppresses your immune system so you can't fight disease. So when you are stressed at any level on a regular basis, you are disabling your immune system. You know, 50% of heart attacks are shown to have occurred after an episode of anger, because anger is very stressful. Unforgiveness is very stressful. Fear, anxiety, grudge holding, they cause stress to your body. And the person, if you are angry at somebody else, you're not harming them, you're killing yourself. So you have to learn how to get rid of that. And the only way really to get rid of it is not by, the whole business of life coaching and all that is, oh, you've got to forgive yourself. But the Bible doesn't say anything about forgiving yourself. There's only two forms of forgiveness in the Bible. One is God forgives us, and the other is we forgive each other for the sins we do against each other. There's nothing about forgiving yourself. That's a self-centered kind of construct of psychiatric evaluation, not anything that is biblical or anything that works in everyday life. So what we've got to do, we've got to learn how to handle our stress, because life can never be stress-free. In fact, stress is one of the things that makes us strong. You can't get strong physically without exercising. You can't get strong spiritually or psychologically without being tested. So it's not necessarily bad to have stress. It's just that we must learn how to handle it. We must learn how to react to it, because the way people react to it is what either gives them disease or helps them stay free from every disease. So stress is extremely important, just as important as the food you eat. And the way you think is also important. I give an illustration about a woman who comes home at night. She opens her garage door with her remote. She pulls her car in. And usually the light comes on, but it doesn't come on this time. And so the light is either out, the bulb is out or something. And so she's sitting in the car in the dark. She turns her headlights on again. She can't see where she's getting out, even with the headlights on. So she gets out of the car. She steps on a snake. She jumps back in the car. Her heart is racing. Her stomach is in a knot. She thinks, how am I going to get over to the door that goes into the house to turn the light on? So finally, she sits there for a while, calms down. She steps out. She turns the light on. She finds out that she had stepped on a garden hose. But the reaction is the same. She thought she stepped on a snake. And yep. So she had this fight or flight reaction generated in her body. So the way you think about things is also very important, and it can control a lot about whether you're healthy or whether you're sick, the way you think. So the way you think, the way you act, the way you eat, the way you handle stress, these are all causes of disease. So we've got to be willing to change everything about our life. Everybody thinks that they can just take stuff. Now, in one of my books, the title of one of the chapters is, it's not what you take that makes you well, nor even just what you must do. It's whom you must become. So you need to change everything about your life. You need to learn how to handle your stress. And the only real way to learn how to handle your stress is to give it to the Lord. There is no other way. As I said, forgiving yourself is baloney. The thing is that that's self-centered. That's trying to look inside yourself for your answers. The answers never come from looking inside ourselves. One person wrote to me just recently, and I told him that in order to get well, he's got cancer, he's got to study the materials, and he's got to implement them in his life. And he said, he wrote back, and he said, you are wrong, Dr. Day, even though I got well from cancer that way. He said, you are wrong, Dr. Day. You just have to trust your instincts. Well, that man is headed for disaster because he's going down the wrong path. We need to study. We need to understand that there is a way to get well. By the way, God has given us a 100% guarantee that if we do it his way, we will be well. And people say, well, you know, I know somebody that followed your advice and they didn't get well. Well, it's not my advice. It's God's advice. And he's the one who created us. And so when he gives you 100% guarantee, when you go to a doctor, by the way, no doctor will ever give you 100% guarantee about anything. In fact, if you're going to have chemo or radiation or be on some very strong drugs, they make you sign a consent that you may be maimed for life or even die, and neither you nor your family will sue them. So they have no confidence in the way they treat patients. But God gives us 100% guarantee. So if you do it, you will be well. The problem is that most people don't want to do it.
Hold that thought. We're going to a short break. Be right back.
Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back. You there, Dr. Day? I just wanted to say, you know, I'm up here, I'm on my own, and I like it. I really like, you know, because there's been times in my life when it's very busy, and also I've had different times when I've been more or less on my own, a lot of time to myself, but it just gives me more time with Jesus, and I'll say sometimes, I love you, Jesus. I can just say that out loud, and right away the answer will come back, if you love me, keep my commands.
That's right. That's right. And one of the commandments is that the first commandment is that thou shalt have no other gods before me. And when people go to doctors for disease, they are putting man above God and breaking the first commandment. And yet God tells us, he gives us this 100% guarantee that I've been talking about in Deuteronomy 7, 11 to 15. He says, if you follow my laws, that's all of his natural health laws, which I have in my materials on my website at the place you gave, drday.com. If you follow my laws, all of them, my commandments, all 10 of them, and my decrees, and that includes learning how to forgive everyone who's ever wronged you, learning how to give up anger and grudge holding and all the others I've talked about, I will keep you free from every disease. I will keep you free from every disease. Now, when I got well from my cancer, I took a long time to get well just because I had never known anyone who gotten well by totally natural methods from what I had, which was fourth stage metastatic cancer. It had spread to several other areas of my body, but I refused chemo, I refused radiation, I refused mastectomy. And because I knew I had had many doctor friends who had died of cancer. If doctors die of cancer, then they don't know how to cure it. Because if they knew how to cure it, they wouldn't die from it themselves. People don't understand that doctors die from every disease at the same rate as the general population. So why are you going to go to them for your disease? God says go to God. God created every human being on earth. There's not a single doctor who's ever created even one human being, and God has created billions of human beings, and yet people trust doctors rather than trusting God because they can see doctors, and doctors give them stuff, and then they don't have to change the way they're living. Oh, just take this. That's Satan's deception. Here, you don't have to change anything in your life. Just take a pill. Just take a pill. As I was speaking before we entered the break, a man said, well, you know, yeah, he's got cancer, and he says that he's having trouble with the things that he's eating. And I said, well, if you have my starter package that contains everything you need to know to get well from cancer and every other disease, have you, there are over 100 recipes in there for the food part. He says, yeah, but I don't like that kind of food. So my response was to him, are you four or are you grown up? That's what children say. I don't like that. I said, whether you like it or not has nothing to do with it. It's called self-control, which is one of the fruits of the Spirit of God, is self-control.
Responsibility.
You need to do it whether you like it or not. It doesn't matter whether you like it, because you need to be a grown-up. And if children have cancer, then their parents need to be grown-ups. They need to, we need to have, God is trying to make us into strong people for what's coming. And so, you know, a lot of people say, well, if lifestyle factors cause cancer, then how can babies be born with cancer? Well, I explain that in my newest book, which is entitled You Can't Improve on God. And the book is very different from the DVD. DVDs are going out, and so now I'm putting the text form of the DVDs. A lot of people don't have DVD players, so I'm putting the text form in the book, as well as 10 other chapters. And one of the chapters is what I just said. If cancer is caused by lifestyle factors, how can babies be born with cancer? And this is the answer. I'll tell you the answer, which is a whole chapter in that book. The answer is this. When a baby is in the uterus, it has no immune system. In fact, newborn babies have no immune system either. That's why it's so tragic to give them a hepatitis B vaccine in the first 24 hours that they are born. First of all, babies don't get hepatitis. Secondly, actually, adults don't even get hepatitis. There's only two groups of people that get hepatitis B. That's homosexuals and healthcare workers. And healthcare workers get it from operating on people, getting stuck with these, getting operating on people who have hepatitis B. So the rest of the general population is really not even impacted by hepatitis B. And certainly a newborn baby does not need any vaccinations whatsoever. So that's one of the things that causes autism, with vaccinations in babies and children who don't have any immune system, or even who do, it still can cause autism. But when a baby is in the mother's womb, it has no immune system. Now, the mother is grown, so she has an immune system. But the baby is eating, living, and handling stress the same way the mother is.
Oh.
Because the baby gets all those hormones.
I hate to interrupt you again. I want to hear this. We'll be back again. This is the bottom of the hour break, and we'll be with Dr. Day and maybe take some calls after a while. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Dr. Day, do you remember where you left off, Dr. Day? Sorry to be interrupting you like this.
That's all right. I was talking about how babies can be born with cancer. When a baby is in its mother's womb, it has no immune system, and yet it's eating, living, and handling stress the same way its mother is. So the way the mother eats, that goes into the baby's body. And if she's not eating properly, she is actually causing damage to her unborn baby. If she is stressed, if she's drinking a lot of coffee, if she's taking drugs, all of those things have an impact on the baby. And the mother has an immune system to help protect her, but the baby has none. And so the baby is getting all these hormones produced by the mother. If she is eating animal products, because she's eating the hormones of the animal. Nobody needs more hormones. When they eat animals, they eat the hormones of the animals. And many of the animals that are grown for food have been injected with huge amounts of hormones to make them grow faster. So you're getting all of that, and that makes your cancer grow faster. It makes your disease worse. So if you want to have a child that is healthy when it's born, it's very important that you eat, live, and handle stress God's way while you are pregnant with that child. And when the child is born, and the way parents feed the child, the way the environment is in the household, is there a lot of stress between the mother and father in the household that impacts on the children, even young children. When children get cancer, it doesn't just happen. It has happened because of the way the child is eating, living, and handling stress. And that is the burden of the parents, to make sure that the child is eating properly, that the child is not put under enormous stress that a child cannot handle, that the home is calm and quiet, and that the parents get along well, and all of these things, and that there's not drug use and alcohol use and all that in the family. So that is why babies are born with cancer. It's not just an act of fate. The mother gives the cancer to the child. And the reason the mother doesn't get cancer is because the mother has an immune system, but the child has none. And
It's just so cruel to give babies anything, and including not letting them keep their blood that they come with. You know, they should just lie on the mother and rest and absorb all that blood rather than having it taken away from them.
Well, and again, the baby should be breastfed, because the baby gets a good portion of its immunity initially from drinking the mother's milk. And by the way, you know, people are going on a high protein diet these days because they think they're being taught that it's healthy. But a high-protein diet helps cause cancer and every other disease. People say, well, if you eat a vegetarian diet, how do you get your protein? Well, there's protein in every vegetable and fruit. Spinach is 49% protein.
Yeah, I just have to tell you, well, first off, about my own children. I was very young with the first one, and there was emotional stress. And I think it is partly why she has some emotional things, you know, all her life. And then the next one that came along, I was ready. Things were more calm, and I was very nutritious, you know, eating very well and vegan and breastfed that baby, and he's much calmer. But yeah, and I forgot what else I was going to say. But anyway, we do have a caller. I don't know if you are you ready for a little break in there?
Sure.
Okay,
sure, that's fine.
Francis
Whatever.
In North Carolina. Hi, Francis.
Hello, hey folks. How you doing?
Good.
Good. One, as far as the protein part goes, you also have protein in your nuts, as well as your beans and legumes and so forth, not just your regular green veggies and so forth, let alone your root vegetables as well.
Hang on a second, Francis, before that thought gets away from me again. I was going to say with one of the Amish I was dealing with, and, you know, they have meat as well as vegetables and things, and I told him how there was B12 cyclobalamin, right, in vegetables. And he looked into it, and he was amazed. You know, so we're all learning all the time. I just thought it was interesting that the Amishman was, you know, ready to learn, you know?
Well, when they end up learning wisdom, regardless of where it comes from, you'd be surprised how receptive people can be, because, quite frankly, they realize that it actually strikes a chord of truth, for that matter.
Yeah.
Aside from that, I do have one quick question, though. At what point does the infant, the baby's immune system itself, come into activation? Is that at the time of birthing, or is that shortly after birthing, or just before birthing?
No, well, the baby's immune system comes into play as the baby gets challenged with various things in the regular life, and so it develops slowly. And so a newborn baby has none, but a baby that's few months old, particularly if it breastfeeds, it has some immune system. But the reason that children get more like colds and flu and things like that than adults do is that their immune system is still developing. So it's a progressive thing. It doesn't just happen all at once. So it's a progressive thing. So when you're born and you're challenged by the things in your environment, which you have not been challenged with before because you've been in utero, so you then start developing your immune system. And then when you become older, you are stronger and you have a better immune system because you've been challenged more. But adults should rarely get sick because their immune system should be working properly. So when you mentioned about beans and nuts, yes, there are a lot of protein in beans and nuts. But I should caution people, when they have cancer, I suggest, and I didn't when I had cancer, I did not eat beans, nor did I eat many nuts. I only ate some almonds because they're actually the seed rather than a nut. But when you are sick with a disease, nuts and beans are much harder to digest, and they take away the energy you need to get well from your disease. So when you're healthy, you can eat all the beans and nuts that you want. But I should tell you that there are many more vegetables other than beans and nuts, but they all contain protein. Now, I wanted to prove a point, and that is that I said spinach contains 49% protein. Lemons even have 16% protein. God has put protein in all fruits, grains, and vegetables. And so we don't have to lack for that. The average American eats four times more protein than they need. And that is one thing that's causing disease, because you only need protein for growth and repair. When you are growing, when you are a child, you need a little more protein than when you are an adult, because you're no longer growing. You only need it for repair. The fastest time in your life that a human being grows is from birth to 6 months. You can double your weight. What's the best food during birth to 6 months? It's mother's milk. What is the percentage of protein in mother's milk? It's less than 5%.
Fascinating.
That is the maximum you need at any time in your life.
That is fascinating.
It's another lie we've been told.
Yeah. Well, what I find even more fascinating is that, one, this day and time, rarely does a mom ever breastfeed to start with. Right. As far as children goes in this this new millennia, decade, whatever you want to call it. Secondly, the aspect that I was under the impression, or whatever the case might be, that the one food that cancer cells tend to feed on the most to propagate is sugar.
Well, that's refined sugar, but not natural sugar. Natural sugar is in fruits, grains, and vegetables, but it is associated with fiber, and it is taken out of the food very slowly. When you eat refined sugar, it's rapid. So people say, oh, I can't drink carrot juice. The only time you cannot drink carrot juice is if you are a diabetic. And if you're a diabetic, then you better get rid of your diabetes, because you can get rid of your diabetes type 2 in 6 months. You just have to change the way you're eating, and you have to start exercising and drinking water and get to bed at the proper time. So you can cure your diabetes type 2 in 6 months, and that's what you need to do. Then you can drink all the carrot juice and the green leafy vegetable juice and all that. But you don't eat sugar. If you eat refined sugar, you're asking for trouble, because when you eat refined sugar, your white blood cells, which help fight disease, are paralyzed for 5 hours after you eat it. So if you have Pop-Tarts for breakfast, if you have a candy bar after your lunch, and if you have dessert after your dinner, you have immobilized your immune system, your white blood cells, for all day.
That is fascinating. Given also, as far as the child, the infant is concerned, the baby is concerned, depending on the circumstances of where they are, where their home is, can also have an effect on how quickly their immune system has been kicked into play, let alone having to wait 2 or 3 or 6 months for that to finally kick in, depending on what the stimuli is, as far as that part goes. As far as the diabetic part goes, yes, the type of sugar or whatever you have to concern oneself with also depends on, has a play on how their pancreas is going to react. Because obviously the pancreas has been harmed, hence the reason why the person's pancreas is not producing insulin, which causes the aspect of them being diagnosed as being diabetic.
Here's a rule of thumb I have in my house. The only white powder I have is baking soda.
but let's talk about the pancreas. Everybody's insides work the same when they're born, if they're born healthy. People say, well, everybody's different. No, the only things that are different about people are their faces and their body type and their personalities. Everybody is exactly the same on the inside. They're all their organs are in the same place. If I were a cardiac surgeon, I'd say, oh, well, you know, I don't know where your heart is. Maybe it's in your abdomen, or maybe it's in your knee. No, the heart is always in the same place. Everybody's physiology is exactly the same. That's why the same plan works for everybody, because everybody is the same on the inside. So when you talk about if their pancreas doesn't work, the only reason a person's pancreas doesn't work is because they have harmed it by the way they've been living, eating, and handling stress. But they can reverse it. And get it to working properly. It's not that everybody's different. Everybody's the same on the inside.
True. Well, that would explain the reason why back in this is going to sound really weird, although humorous as well. Back in the 90s, at some point, I literally cut out soda pop for about at least a 30-day period. I am not kidding. And just to see how it would work, I went and tried maybe a mere glass of it at one point, and I thought, my gosh, how have I been drinking this stuff?
Exactly.
Well, reason being is that one is cold. Thus, your throat is been numbed to the burning effect that the soda pop is doing down your esophagus to start with. Now, as I mentioned, the sugar high you're going to get from the jolt to your system when it hits your stomach lining and does permeate through that, because it's been saying, okay, fine, you can pass.
And the carbonated water.
Thank you. And the fact that you're burping from that, because your stomach is like, I don't think so. And so after that, I have not had soda pop since the mid or early 90s, because it was like I couldn't believe I'd been drinking it all these decades prior.
Yeah, I gave up coffee more than 3 years ago, and it's and chocolate, too. And and you run on such a more even keel, you know? You don't have this ups
right.
and downs.
Again, you're triggering your fight-or-flight reaction when you eat sugar. Your insulin goes way up, it overshoots, and then you have a depression because it overshoots. So the whole point is sugar. I mean, pop.
Yeah. Get rid of it. Who needs
pop,
it?
If you want to kill yourself, that's one good way to do it, is drink soda pop.
True.
But the thing is, people should be drinking water. The body is 75% water. The brain is 85% water. The body is not 75% soda pop. It's not 75% coffee. It's not 75% beer. It's 75% water. We need water. We need water to change our water losses.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Francis, we've got two more callers, so I'm going to let you go and thank you. And Tom and Utah, you're up next. And then we have Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Dr. Day. I just wondered if you'd reconnected with Jeannie Gray at all.
Oh, yes. I connect with Jeannie Gray regularly, yes.
Remember, I'm 93. I went down and Jeannie hosted me while I sat with you and your ex.
Yes.
Taking you through my cancer survival.
Right. Not my ex. It was my late husband. He's passed away.
Anyway, last time you and I talked, I gave you a way to contact me. I had your phone number in my old phone, but my old phone died. And so I advised you to go to TomInUtah.com or TomInUtah.org, and go back and remember our exchange for about a week down there in your Southern California home.
And you had GansonUtah.com still, too, right?
Mir to call me, but she's never done that. I guess she's afraid of me.
I just don't call anyone.
Nobody
privately
likes the truth, because truth demands what? Responsibility?
I'll tell you what, I don't call anyone privately, and it's just so nice and peaceful to not have the phone even plugged in, all right? I'm enjoying my hermitage here. And GansingAmerica.com you still have too, Tom, right?
Oh, yes. That's what affected my blindness when I exposed that poisoning problem to the boys in D.C.,
and your phone number's on there too, right? I'm sorry to cut you short here, but we have Mike up next.
Yeah, let's let Mike go. Mike is another one of my victims.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, thank you.
I said Mike is another one of my victims.
Yeah, he says he gets on the phone with you for hours.
Yeah, I would remember that exchange. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Meadows Fire, you should look at those videos. They really set him up, and it's one of Tom's efforts lately to get that guy exonerated, because looking at that, and you can see, by the way, you can see what Tom currently looks like as he's roaming around in that building with his stick to feel, because he's been blinded, and he has reason to suspect it was done with a weapon, you know. So, but anyway, yeah, I have talked with Tom for hours, and I've researched a lot of what he says, and I have a hard time refuting some of it. But he and I both, I think sugar is well demonized. And, yes, I found out myself that when you spike your sugar up, it crashes, you get hungry, and you're hungry all day. And that's how people get caught in a pop or energy drink addiction because it spikes your blood sugar up and you're trying to make it through to lunch and you're tired at work and in morning or afternoon, you're trying to make it through the end of the day. You grab a what we have here in Kentucky, swamp water, is called L8. It's a very weak ginger ale. You can try tricks like cinnamon, you know, because it has a chromium picolinate to, but if you eat a little whatever fat or whatever to buffer the sugar, and I'm talking mostly vegetable fat.
How about just drinking water?
Yes, amen. You can't just drink water. I mean, but some people overdo it, and they flush out the minerals out of their, especially
Wait. No, you don't flush out the minerals. The minerals in your body, if you're a physiologist, and I have my PhD as well as my MD, you don't flush out the minerals. The minerals are all attached to your cells. They don't just flopping around.
So what kills you when you drink a gallon of water in an hour? What kills you?
Stupidity? Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Again,
well, there's been some radio contests where people killed themselves.
And putting a funnel down it, silly, and putting water in it. I mean, that is a myth.
There's too much of a good thing in anything, though. I think people
right,
that drink
no, wait.
2 gallons of water a day is too much.
Can I finish? May I finish, please?
Well, I'm trying to make a point.
The body loses 10 glasses of water a day just by living. You lose it from perspiration even when it's not hot. You lose it from breathing. Your breath is moist. You'll fog up a mirror. And you lose it when you eat food, particularly if you eat meat products, chicken and beef and all that, because there's no water in those. There's not any water in them. So you have to take water from your cells to make the digestive juices for that. You lose 10 glasses of water every day. So you need to replace 10 glasses of water. You don't need to drink 500 glasses of water in an hour. Nobody's suggesting that. That is like saying we should have abortion because of rape. Well, the numbers of abortions that are performed for rape are infinitesimal compared to the ones that are formed not for rape. So nobody's going to drink 500 glasses in an hour. You drink 10 glasses of water a day, spread out through the day. You don't drink it with your meals because then you dilute your digestive juices. It is a myth. I again, am a physician, a surgeon, and a physiologist, and you don't deplete your minerals by drinking water.
I know people that drink 30-some glasses a day, and then they drink filtered water.
You don't have to do that. I mean, just because there's some weirdos in the world, that doesn't mean that we follow their rules.
Listen, a good idea, rule of thumb, is a half a gallon for every 50 pounds, and you drink it through the day, throughout the day, and not around eating time. But, Mike, I want to let you go because we're getting near the end, and I want to...
Well, that wasn't even what I wanted to talk about.
Well, can you say it really quick? About?
The vitamin K shot is what upticked type 1 diabetes, if you look. That's what I've been researching, and a lot of people are blaming that vitamin K shot, so that's why they're having babies outside the hospital, because it's mandated by law. I'll let you go.
They should have them outside the hospital anyway. Okay, Dr. Day, what do you have for us?
Can I continue now?
Yes, please.
The whole point is there is a way to be well. God has promised it. You've got to obey his laws, commandments, and decrees. If you go to my website at drday.com, I lay it all out for you in a very, very specific way. People say, well, I need to know. I need you to tell me directly. I teach you in your own home through my materials. I've got DVDs. I've got CDs. I've got books there. One of them's called I Will Give You Back Your Health Again, and another one's called What Does It Take to Be Well, another one Getting Started on Getting Well. It tells you how you need to run your life. You don't ever have to go to a doctor. Once I got well from my cancer, I never went back to the doctor again, 30 years, because I was well. Now, people who go into remission by having chemo and radiation, they go into remission for a time. They have to keep going back to the doctor every 6 months or a year to find out if their cancer has returned. Once you are cured, which is a word that no doctor even wants to talk about, being cured from cancer. I am cured from cancer because I reversed it completely. I deprived the cancer of what it needed to grow, and I changed everything about my life. And that's what you've got to do. There are no quick fixes. So whether it's when I got well from cancer, all of my Parkinson's symptoms went away too. I've been totally well ever since. So the thing is, you've got to be willing to study and to change your life, and then you never have to go to a doctor for any kind of disease because you won't get disease.
Yep.
So that is the good news, that we give disease to ourselves, and so when we do that, we can also reverse it by changing the way we live, think, act, eat, and handle stress. So it is good news. Otherwise, we are slaves to the medical profession and just have to take the harmful drugs that they want to give us. But those things never cure disease because they only treat symptoms, not the underlying causes of the disease. So people can get well. But for people, there are a lot of people who want to, promote things as though they're experts. Even doctors who promote all of these things, oh, take this, take that, take the, even alternative doctors. But there aren't many doctors out there, I don't know of any besides myself, who've actually had a life-threatening disease like cancer, fourth-stage metastatic cancer, who have tried all these things on themselves. I tried 40 types of alternatives. None of them worked. Only God's way works, which is what he says, follow my laws, my commandments, and decrees. And that's what got me well. And so I, as a physician, a long-term physician, got well, and again, it's been 30 years. I am totally well and cancer-free, and in just a few weeks, I will be 86 years old, and
yep.
I am going on 40.
Yeah, exactly, and you can see that when you go to our site, and you follow, I think it's the updates, and I won't be able to tell you here exactly, but you will see where she's sitting between two fellows that their countenance displays what their behavior is.
Right, right.
As Isaiah 3:9 said, thank you, Dr. Day, so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
I'd like to have some more time with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.